Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
This is Ralph Kermit Windroad II with the Ralph Windroad Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. And Mark, are you there? Mark Mays?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. That song is Angela Prime, P-R-I-M-M, out of Death of a Nation by Denise DeSosa. She is a black gal with a complete black chorus. Amazing song. That's to watch it live on the video is just amazing. Very, very moving. And before we start off, I'm going to just pick up one line out of the 23rd Psalm that I think is important. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and staff, they comfort me. Fear no evil is used over and over in the Bible. Fear no evil. We are being confronted with evil on so many fronts right now. Is Trump done? No. I don't believe that in a heartbeat. Is General Flynn done? No, I don't believe that in a heartbeat either. Patience, not my biggest symptom, not my biggest attribute, if I have any. I think something's in the works, but the one thing that we have to do, because after fear comes panic. And I see it so much in the people that I've tried to help with IRS. They get afraid, and then when your fear steps in, panic. And you will grasp at the craziest stuff. All logic, critical thinking is abandoned. Now, why I played that thing, the Van der Veen, he did a good job in his closing. There was no issues of the Constitution brought up. They manufactured a definition for incitement. They said it was based on you have to have essential elements. They said it was based on the speech of January 6th, except they admitted, don't look at the speech of January 6th. It's because when he started running for office, all the way back then, he's exciting office before he even gets there. And then they're going to impeach him in 19 minutes after he had taken the oath of office. How do you have any crime before you haven't even done anything? This is how ludicrous. It's beyond belief. These people are pure evil. They're ruled by hate. And they're part of as far as I am concerned, the minions of Satan. When you will agree to kill a child that is born alive, or just even before, in the name of abortion, it's a woman's right. You just cannot make this stuff up. What do you say, Mark?
Well, I absolutely agree, and it's kind of like the mask is starting to come off. And, you know, with Trump getting in office and being attacked from both sides, the Democrats and the Republicans and the media, I think just the sheer exposure of the swamp and how deep the swamp goes is just amazing. This has been in works for a long time, and you've got what's called COGS, COGS, the continuity of government. And what they've done is they can change the actors that you see at the top of these departments, but they're loaded with swamp creatures. So you can take out a director like James Comey and put somebody else in, and they're just as bad or worse than James Comey. They promote from within. And you see the same thing with Bill Barr. And everybody was just touting how great Bill Barr was going to be the director of the Department of Justice and how tough he was going to be. He didn't do anything. When they announced William Barr that was going to be the head of the Department of Justice, I went and just did a quick little search on the internet. And within 5 minutes, I found where Bill Barr defended the sniper in the Randy Weaver case. And if you're not familiar with Randy Weaver, he was kind of a patriot up in the northern part of Idaho, and he got entrapped by the ATF to saw off a shotgun. They harassed him and harangued him, and he says, I can't do that for you. I won't do that for you. And they kept hitting him up until finally, I mean, he told them how to do it, but he wasn't going to do it for them. And so finally, he got tired of being harassed, and he sawed off a shotgun for him, and then the ATF showed up at his place. And in the process, They shot his unarmed wife holding a baby in their doorway to their home. And the sniper was, I guess, brought up on charges. And good old Billy Barr showed up and defended the sniper, and he did not get convicted of murder.
Yep.
So that's, I mean, right off the bat, I knew that Bill Barr was a snake. He's a he's an insider. He's a swamp creature.
You know how I made up my mind? He started off immediately, didn't hide it. I am not going to prosecute Hillary Clinton or Obama. And then he had almost in the same breath, I am for the rule of law. Wait a minute here. Okay, I'm a logic guy. Rule of law, he touts us for everybody, because we just got to be so nice to everybody. But, oh, by the way, I'm going to exempt Hillary, that there's enough evidence out there to show that she not only committed acts that are totally unlawful, she committed treason. And so did Obama.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to prosecute her. I said, right then, it's a chill. Now we got who? We have a special prosecutor appointed by Bill Barr. Where do you think that's going to go?
Yeah, nowhere.
They're just going to go down the toilet. The FBI has had Hunter's laptop with all kinds of nefarious pedophilia stuff, all kinds of stuff. Admissions. For a whole year, they sat on it because Barr said sit on it. And what do you think is going to happen now that he's in all? He's getting a $2 million book advance because he is such a good boy.
Yeah.
We have the President of the United States. How does he get a security clearance with China? He's compromised. Unbelievably compromised. And then we have Stalwell as a manager in this impeachment stuff. He's up bringing forward, and he's sleeping with Fang Fang, a communist spy, and puts somebody in his office. Because of her. And then as soon as it brought out, she beats it back to China. And he's on the security thing, and this is by Pelosi? Pelosi is, I'm telling you, she makes Jezebel the Bible look like a saint. That woman is just pure evil. I am kidding you. Oh, God. I watch her, and I watch Obama. I can't stand to watch them for just a short period. It's just unbelievable. It's beyond insanity.
Well, that's why your work and your research, Ralph, this is why your research is so important, is to step out of that jurisdiction. You know, it's a corporation. It's a fake government that is run by consent. People voluntarily go along with what they've been brainwashed to believe is true when it's not true.
Yes, because Jose says my people die for a lack of knowledge, and you cannot have a republic by people that don't have knowledge.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, that's why I'm excited about the work that you're doing and how we're going to try to reach out to people. And there's people actually starting to form little groups that are community groups and learn this and other things that they need to be able to operate in their communities. You know, some of the restaurants that got shut down when I was in Tennessee, I saw some of the restaurants you'd go into and they'd have these coolers up front, and they'd have shelves stocked with canned goods and frozen goods. And what they did was, since the only thing that could be open was a grocery store, the restaurants converted themselves into grocery stores. And they called themselves markets. Now, you could still go in there and eat, but you could also buy, you know, whatever. And some restaurants, I saw, they sold like 10 pounds of hamburger meat, and they advertised it on their billboard, and they just changed their name to, instead of being a restaurant, it was restaurant and market. And that kept the doors open. They had to be creative. Now, they're still playing inside the rules of, you know, these regulations, these ridiculous, you know, regulations that the federal government and even the state government try to hand down and force upon people. And we're not, you know, we're having the same thing or seeing the same thing in Canada. Just insanity. But people are starting to wake up because more and more people's oxes are getting gored and they're coming to the realization that the government is becoming so restrictive that, you know, it's affecting your daily life in an adverse way. And people are looking for ways to do something about it. And one of those is shortly after the election, a group I was working with in Tennessee, one of the gentlemen says, well, they stole the election, so how can I be taxed because I don't have representation now? You twisted the votes. The people that got elected, and he's talking about Trump, he was, you know, it was a landslide. There's no way about it. But, you know, so how can I say that I have representation when you stole the election? And how can you now tell me if I don't like a representative that I could just vote them out? Because now they can just rig the votes. And it's not just Democrats. Republicans have been caught doing similar things over the, you know, over the past years. And so it's not a left-right thing. This time, the Democrats just got really exposed because of the national implication of whether Trump was going to be elected again or not. So it was, you know, brought under microscopes. And the level of deceit that the courts and the politicians, you know, to sit there and, you know, put a blinder on and say, well, we don't see any evidence. Well, you're not seeing any evidence because you're not allowing any evidence in, you know, or they'll say, well, we didn't see any evidence. Well, the only thing they're going to consider evidence is what's been accepted by a court. And if the court's dismissing the case before any evidence can be submitted, then, oh, of course, nobody's seen any evidence. You know, let's just move along here. We stole the election. There's nothing to see here. Just move along. So I think people are getting fed up with that.
I want to address what you're talking about because this is important. I heard it. I don't know how much of that nonsense you listen to. They said 61 courts have looked at it, and they kept saying there's no evidence. And then they said Trump keeps putting out this lie, the election is stolen even before it was counted. It's going to be stolen. Now, how do you address this stuff? Okay, we know that the courts are corrupt. Most of them are corrupt, unfortunately. That's it. That's the way it is. But when you make a statement that Trump said, and they were using it, it is a fact, there was no corruption in the elections. Now, how do you address that? Now, here's something I learned, and I've perfected it a lot better now. You agree with them. I'd go into a thing, and they say you can't do into child slavers or something. Well, we can't do this, we can't do that. I said, I know you're 100% right. Would you please cite me the regulation and statute, because I know you've been highly trained. They sit there with their jaw open. Now, what I would have done in this, let me tell you, then I'm going to go into what a star chamber is.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Okay, we're back here. And what they tried to do, most people, it's been gone for so long, we've heard the word star chamber. What is a star chamber? It was in merry old England for a long time. They got rid of it. What is it? Because you will hear those managers, well, Trump, come on down and prove you're innocent. Prove you're innocent. Now, technically, in 1934, the courts of the United States did away with law and equity. They flipped everything to where you are guilty and you must prove your innocence. Okay? That, and I have the statutes. And they did criminal in 1940. They did away with it. We don't need that innocent until proven guilty stuff. So they said, Trump, why, if you're innocent, why didn't you come down here and tell us? So we have to go back to what is a star chamber. It's called the Truel Trilemma. The IRS uses it all the time against people, and they don't have a clue because we're not taught. There are ways to fight this stuff. Now, but first of all, what is a cruel trilemma of a star chamber? Number one, they want you to incriminate yourself. They're going to ask you questions under, and that the second prong is you got to be under oath, penalties of perjury, but you have to incriminate yourself. So, Mr. Trump, did you incite them, yes or no? Where's the evidence that you did not? And if you don't give them the correct answer, they're going to go to three, contempt, or if you don't answer, it's called contempt of court. You didn't give us the answer we were looking for. You did not incriminate yourself. That's the first prong. Second one's under oath. The third one, contempt of court. So I'm going to take you in jail, take your property. They used to do all sorts of things back. They even killed people, took and put them to death. You are not giving me the proper answer, or you refuse to answer. Why would Trump show up for something like that? Does he have to prove he's innocent? They're supposed to have evidence to prove that he's guilty, and there was none. None. So how does that relate to IRS? Let's call it Inquisition. This happened in Thornton's. This is absolutely conclusive. I had the text. Transcripts. John Thornton in Minnesota. They go to an IRS agent to have an inquisition. Now, you can't get any questions from the IRS agent. You have to be put under oath. They ask you things. They ask him things, and he come back, well, subtitle A, subtitle B, subtitle C. This guy didn't have a clue. He said, can I see your notes? He didn't know what the hell was going on. So what does he do? He goes back to the United States District Court, which conclusively has proven Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. It is a legislative court. The judge represents the court, and the court is under the control of Congress. That's a fact. I got it. They print this stuff, by the way. So what happened? John Thornton goes over there. He doesn't give the answers that the IRS agent is looking for. He gave true answers, but that's not the answers he's looking for. So what happens? He goes back into this legislative court where the judge represents the court. The court's under the control of Congress. And what's she do? She takes what the IRS agent said as clear and convincing evidence, which is the highest civil standard in courts of the United States. That's the highest one. There was no sworn testimony in that court. This came from an insurrection or an inquisition off premise, based on the words of a IRS agent. And she found him guilty of clear and convincing evidence. Now, the lower level is preponderance of evidence. He said, I said, then you get around and you look at it, and you have to have a little bit of something to give it preponderance of evidence in civil. And I found a third one because I was helping somebody in Canada, and it popped up. And now I know what it is. It's called the balance of probabilities evidence. Let me read you the definition of it. A disputable presumption persists until the contrary evidence persuades the fact finder that the balance of probabilities is in equilibrium, or stated otherwise, until the evidence satisfies the jury or fact finder that it is as probable that the presumed fact does not exist as that it does exist. Presumed fact. There's no damn evidence. The balance of probability. So we can go into the world of Alice in Wonderland. Y'all get up and give your lie. I get up and give my lie. Or the truth.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, we're back here, and we have John in Idaho. I guess you're not a Democrat, are you, by you, John?
Oh, my God. I hope not.
Okay, go ahead.
Gee, you're insulting.
Cussing somebody out, isn't it?
You got my attention there. Anyway, I wonder if I can make a comment about this William Barr. A little bit late in the conversation, But he's more nefarious than you even think.
Go ahead.
People should get a hold of a book called Compromised, and that's written by a Terry Reed who was involved in the Iran-Contra deal. You know what that was all about in the MENA drug stuff. He was involved in that stuff CIA-wise, and his CIA name in there, he's exposed as Robert Johnson, and he's right in thick with the Bush crime family and with Clinton, Terry Seal, not Terry Seal, that's not his right name, but he's right in the thick of all that, and he's probably the handler for Ollie North in that mess. So, I mean, he's got a nefarious background, and you brought up the deal about him, the sharpshooter. His name was Lon Horiuchu, the Ruby Ridge
yes.
incident. And,
yes, that's correct.
When they were, I had found something. He said that he actually couldn't remember even talking to him. He was advising that guy. He never took the stand. But he was right in there thick with that, too, as you said, and advising this guy what he should do. So he goes way back So you think I wasn't a little bit disheartened? I'd read this book years and years ago, Compromised, and I said, oh, my God, he's setting this guy up in the AG's office? I mean, talk about the wolves guarding the hen house. So just bad news all around. So we knew it wasn't going anywhere. Anyway, that's all. I've got lots more to say, but I'll leave it at that for now.
Okay, well, you know, the bottom line is it's real easy to find the swamp. How do you find out? Because Trump was new to politics, and the one guy that he really had he needed, they took out, General Flynn. They really needed him, and they took him out. They had to take him out. The bottom line is, who do you find that's honest up there in D.C.? I mean, it's like going into hell and say, hey, is there any Christians down here? Not many, if any. I probably not, you think? So, anyway, thanks for your comments. Getting back to this Star Chamber, this is a setup. Now, what I would have done, now, I think that Veen did a good job. He really did. I mean, he was pissed at this whole thing, and he called him out, a lot of stuff that he did before. But I wanted to get to the subsidy stuff that he did in the closing. But he did in a case. He just went after him big time. Didn't hold anything back. Actually, they read in Mr. the Supreme Court, Justices Roberts. Now, y'all guys be civil down there. I'm not showing up, but y'all be civil. Yeah, right. But he'd come out with the words fraud and stuff that you don't normally hear out of an attorney. What would I have done when they kept saying Trump kept putting forth this lie that the elections were stolen? Now, here's the way I would have phrased the question. I would have said, you know, Mr. Manager Raskin, God, he was a piece of work. As you have stated, as a matter of fact, that the elections were all lawful and they were not stolen. I'm sure then you have the evidence that you, that the Democratic Party and you have looked into that each one of the states obeyed the legislatures as far as the election laws. They obeyed the constitutions of each one of the states. And also that the Republicans were not are allowed to be in all in each one of the things they weren't kept out of when the votes were being counted, and that you checked out in all of the Dominion software and confirmed that it's all honest. Is that not true? And I don't see that as entered into evidence. Why is that? No, that's what I did. Because the thing that I, from my perspective, and I'm not an attorney, I always shift the burden of proof back to them. I accept what they say as true, and then I'm sure you have the facts to back it up, right? Chris in Las Vegas, question or comment?
Well, and continuing with the exposure of Bill Barr's corruption, never mind the fact he was formerly CIA, but even more importantly, I think it was Bill Steele recently exposed the fact that he was the first state attorney general for Joe Biden in Delaware.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I've seen some of that. There is a family ties, all kinds of stuff. That see, the thing is, it's easy from this thing to say, why did Trump do this? But I'm telling you what, when you have got so many people to pick and so much going on, they only got so many hours in the day. I'm telling you.
Well, his trusted insiders were all picking because they were all deep state operatives from that cadre of 30-year bureaucratic attorneys from the Department of Justice, which is the deep state. Is testified into their 1-4.000 document on their so-called ethics on the DOJ USAMsite.gov. And this is the thing, is Sessions was from there. I think Loretta Lynch was from there. Holder was from there. These are all a deep cover militant force to destroy this country under the Department of Justice. Thank you so much, Ralph.
Yeah, they are. And unfortunately, what we're finding out is they're getting the communist China has infiltrated every level of our republic, all the way from the schools to the Congress to the colleges. They're paying, they're stealing our stuff, they're stealing our technology. And I don't know. And we got a guy up there, Comrade Biden and Comrade Harris. They're communists, folks, and worse. They are out to destroy our country. And the reason why I played that tape, because those senators voted to impeach Trump and saying the Constitution has no application, the due process of law has no application, and free speech has no application. Protected speech for politics. Free speech. These are three. They admitted it. These people and the Democratic Party are saying the Constitution is irrelevant. The only thing they listened to was one thing. A rule that they had. That they couldn't talk about evidence after they had closed. That's the only thing. They listened to their own damn rule. That's it. Because they didn't have a way out of it. And only because that Leahy or whatever that Democrat was in charge said so. That's it. There was no rule of law. The Constitution had no place. Now that's a scary thought, huh? You think? We're in trouble, folks. That's why I want to get around and put out how to debunk these executive orders. Definitely how to debunk all agencies. I have not seen one rule, a regulation from any agency, ATF, CDC, IRS, that meets the standard of forced effective law. Now, what I did see, because Trump used executive orders under national security, national emergency, to get funding. He can do that. I'm going to do some more. He can use a national emergency to use troops. But what they cannot do, and I worked all through Westlaw, Biden cannot use national emergency to order CDC to publish regulations or Homeland Security, because when they public regulations, they are still bound by the API or Administrative Procedures Act of 1946, because we have to have notice that it has the force and effect of law on us. That's a mandate. It's not discretionary. And that's what I'm going to put up, that their CDC is all nonsense. It's smoke and mirrors. But I want to put up what are the criteria to look on regulations with examples. And now that I got Mark back and we can start getting the homepage up, and he's got an email here that'll soon be up. I want to look at it. We're going to have two emails up so people can start. We can have discussions again.
Well, they're not emails; they're discussion groups.
Discussion groups.
And so, we're working on that. I got a little bit of a learning curve in the technology on this one thing that we're trying to do. But people can begin signing up right now. So if they will go to AlaskaMinuteman.com/signup. All one word, sign up. That will take you, that'll forward you to a sign up page that'll put you on a list that as soon as I get that uploaded and we get that group created, we'll send out an email to you with the link that you can sign into that group and create your account. So, and then also, Ralph sends out weekly updates and links to important videos and news and so forth. And I'd highly recommend, you know, that you go out there and sign up. You don't even have to put your first name. Just put your email address on there and submit it, and we'll contact you, and we'll get that discussion going. Because there's so much information that we just can't share or provide you. Like when we make a reference to a certain document, like when Ralph is looking at maybe some type of U.S. code, you know, well, it's kind of hard for you to listen, try to find it. Whereas if you get on our discussion board, our discussion group, then we can actually put a link directly in that discussion group, and you can follow the topic or the field of interest that you're looking for. And, you know, they used to be on what was Yahoo Groups, which was a discussion board, and you could, maybe you're interested in something that had to do with farming, and you could basically subscribe to that little thread, that topic, and if anybody put some information out there, it would send you an email, and you say, oh, I want to go look at that, I want to read that. And so that's what we're developing right now. We finally found some software that I think is going to deliver in a way that's going to be useful for our listeners and people that are members of our group. So again, if you go to AlaskaMinuteman.com/signup, and sign up's all one word, and the forward slash is a slash that leans to the right. At the top, it leans over to the right. So AlaskaMinuteman.com/signup. That's going to take you over to a signup webpage that you can put in your email address. You can put in your first name if you want, or nickname, doesn't matter. It's not required, but just your email address. Hit submit or hit sign up button, and you'll get a thank you page, and you'll be automatically added to our list. And then we're going to be staying in contact with our members, and we're going to have this discussion board going. And I think it's going to be really valuable because we'll be able to upload documents. We'll be able to put up video links and so on and so forth, and people can share their information, and that's how we get better, and that's how we get stronger.
Well, I want to have two lists, too. One is going to be for the members, the ones that have actually joined,
right,
either that pay and or say, I can't pay, but I still add them. And then the other one is a general. Anybody can join. You can join both lists if you're a – but the one will be restricted to people that say, I want to – I'm supporting you whether I can or cannot. And and it is coming. And the thing is, I'm not bragging, it's not arrogance, because information I have is based on a lot of people. But there's nobody, I don't think, that is dealing, is going after the knowledge why the Administrative Procedures Act and these agencies, they only promulgate regulations, and the regulations have to be in the Federal Register, and the only way to fight them, because they are mandated to do what? Published in the Federal Register. And if you don't use that, which, by the way, the courts have, the Act says it is mandated to take judicial notice of what's in the Federal Register. You can't beat them with CFRs. That's just a compilation. You can't beat them with statutes. That's not what agencies do. And Congress can't reach you and me. They have hired what's called these independent establishments, called agencies. They sit outside the Constitution. I got a list. They list them, a whole bunch of them, including the Federal Reserve. They're not in the Constitution. And the only way they can grab you and me is they must publish in the Federal Register by the Federal Register Act of 1935. And the only way you can tell if it has what's called the force and effect of law, you have to look at every publication, except in some rare cases like IRS, they say Part 301, which is housekeeping, Part 601 is procedure. Those you can rule out. But I want to get this as kind of like a tutorial with evidence so you can see how to go about doing it. Child custody, the state plan, it's all a bunch of BS. And it frustrates me when I can see it and people don't do it. But I've got to, I want to relay to them what has taken me all these years with other people's contributions and other people. We've tested stuff and gotten to court and got our butt clean, and then we go in and we win some. And I want to show how it works with evidence, and then you make up your mind. And I don't think anybody's been doing that. I want to see the evidence. When somebody tells me something, I want to read it. Okay? Pat, Fort Worth, you got a few minutes here, and then we got another caller. So what's your question or comment?
I think that they know they're going to get out of all this. They have sex among them. It's a daggone cockpit. Next thing is they're pushing national theater and pandemic standard.
This COVID is all a bunch of nonsense. Go to my homepage right now. There's a two-hour video. They're putting this stuff up your nose. It is not a vaccination. They're impregnating.
Oh, I know all that. Maybe a national theater. I wanted to ask you one thing. How about this? Are we really able to count this any election anymore? Since unless Trump did something about it, we're the corporation. And the other thing is you say that we're not eligible, we're not able to vote correctly according to the 14th Amendment and all that mess.
Okay. I don't have time because I got another.
But it's something think about.
Hold on a minute. The whole issue is all the states are using the National Voter Registration Act. There are some that don't use where they register you at when you go to get a driver's license thing to put you in the thing. The problem is it's limited only to citizens of the United States. Citizens of the United States have no inalienable rights, and they have no political rights. They have civil rights because Congress made it up. It's a fiction and law, and that's important because they can't vote. They can't have any. There are no elections at all today with anybody that has political rights unless you know who you are and what you are, but they don't have them, so therefore the whole government is a con, and I can prove it because if you don't have any elections for somebody, obviously you can't hold an office, can you?
No.
Okay.
So if Trump did actually dissolve the corporation and put us under NASARA, a new constitutional republic, maybe there's something coming up.
Yeah, well, this corporation is another whole thing that needs to be addressed, and you got to be careful when you start doing that. But the bottom line is...
Everybody snowed in. They can start looking all this stuff up.
I want to get around and address these issues, and what I initially want to do here down the road is I want to do something kind of like what Bill Still is doing. I want to put out short videos so I don't have to go through BitChute, but I want to include the documents, which I have the software to do that. I don't know how to run it yet, but I will. Is so that
somebody
I can
put
a short subject, and while I'm talking, you can see it visually. Okay? That's where I'm at.
I like that.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay, thank you. God bless you.
Yeah, Melissa in Maryland, question or comment?
Okay, well, I have a question you should be able to answer, and it concerns impeachment, okay? Uh-huh. I'd like you to liken the impeachment proceedings to a pizza with 8 slices, okay? And let's just say that the Chief Justice presiding over the proceedings, the proceedings, that's worth X number of slices. And somebody getting out of office who is already in office is worth X number of slices. I'm trying to figure out what was to be gained from doing this if the elements were not there. I'm trying to figure out what the net result of this is when all of the necessary elements were not there. So what was to be achieved?
That's easy to answer. Number one, you're scared spitless of Trump. They wanted to keep him, number one, to smear his name, to make all the people think that, oh, my God, well, the Republican Party's coming apart. He's been impeached. All you guys that are make America great again, leave him. And the other thing is what? Smear his name. And they wanted to keep him from running again if he chose to, if it gets to that point. I think there's something going to happen before then. But let's say by 2024. They're scared spitless of him.
So you're saying that the net result of this was supposed to maybe hold up in court, even though the rest of the necessary elements were not there?
It would have never held up if it was appealed. Never, it would have never passed muster. Never, yeah. Not even. There's no chance. But that wasn't the goal.
Well, I wondered what was to be gained from all of this. Is my question, because I did not nothing. Nothing. I'm just saying that generally speaking, that is an unanswered question. Is and probably Meet the Press was not even responsible enough to ask Jamie Raskin that.
They wanted to smear his name, get all the Trump supporters to go away, and then they wanted to stop him from ever running for elected office again. Those were the two goals. Mark, any comments?
And they want us to give up. They want us to give up. If they can steal an election so brazenly, and if they were successful in impeaching Trump when he's not even in office, if they were successful, then you know it's just the ultimate coup. And if they could do that, they want you and I and all the Trump supporters to just say, you know, I give up. There's just no use in trying to elect somebody when they can just steal the election. So, you know, what it really means is we got to really step up and do like Governor, what's his name in Florida, Santis?
Yes.
So Governor Santis, you know, they worked on their election long before it came time for the election. They cleared voter rolls. They made sure, you know, people were being identified properly. They got rid of their Dominion voting machines. They stepped it up to make sure they had voter integrity or election integrity.
Let me insert one more thing right here before
go ahead.
Time runs out. The other thing is, Ralph, they want to make it so painful that nobody, they will know that the price to step forward right now is we're going to take you down socially, economically, everything. We're going to totally destroy you from everything. You can't talk on Twitter. You can't get a bank account. Everything. That they want to make it so that you're scared. Nobody will ever even think about doing what Trump did. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, that cancel culture that you're talking about goes both ways. You know, they're dependent upon us, and it really made me sick to hear Ted Cruz talk about some actor and how he enjoyed their movies, but just said, you know, don't get political. Well, why are you giving them your money? I boycotted Hollywood years ago. I haven't seen a movie in a theater, and I can't tell you when. I don't subscribe to satellite or cable or anything like that. I mean, I take it down to where they're just not going to get my money as much as possible. Unfortunately, the big cell phone companies, you're going to end up going with them, and they're going to use your money. You know, there's certain things, but I'll tell you what, I'm trying to do my best not to give the enemy my money so they can beat me over the head with it.
We got to go. I thought I heard the music there. Maybe I did or did not.
Thank you.
Yep. Yep. We will see
Thank
you next
you.
Sunday, God willing.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.